Shanti. Coming back to this session, we take this opportunity serving those lucky stars those who are fully awake because they are the ones who see with Paris eyesight. With clarity. They are the ones who stay beyond Maya's clutches. Because being awake means they are in the sky and not entangled in the web, in Maya's web. These awake angels are in a position of complete security, in their world, their home, their territory. They know this world, this sky beyond sky. They know this family. Family of angels. And being awake, knowing who they are, where they belong, knowing what they have, they feel completely full and rich. And having this full contentment they don't even look for anything from drama world. They're not interested in what Maya has to offer. They're not pulled at all towards drama. But they happily observe it from a distance, from the air, completely unaffected. Maya can't touch them. By being awake, they are completely safe, free. Om Shanti.
The other day, Baba spoke of creating a character. Baba comes to change the character of human beings. Baba sometimes uses the word divine character, deity character, as opposed to the demonic character. The foundation of that noble character is experience of fullness. At the drama level, regardless of what one achieves, one can still feel empty, lacking, missing, losing some vibration of insecurity. Because nature of the drama is it has an end. Awake prince that is awake soul, he knows his godly dimension. Prince wakes up, he knows he is immensely lucky. He knows he is loved by God. He belongs to this family of angels. His world is beyond harm. Story cannot change anything of his. Even story itself appears like a gift, as it is. He knows he's full at every level. He got the best forever. His silent chant is he's lucky. He knows everyone is lucky. He shines light on everyone. Being lucky is shows them why they are lucky. All that has happened, the soul wakes up. And discovers himself. Until then, it is a dream. Ego and dream and ignorance and all that happens in that darkness. Anyone who wakes up, he discovers a completely unconnected world. So also here, awake soul sees the world, which is not the extension of the story. This world is subtle, of light, eternal, alaukik, divine. For him, this is normal. It is not a meditation. This is where he belongs. The cross world, it is like cardboard, drama. So everything put together temporarily. For him, that appears strange, cross world. The subtle and alaukik is normal. As we go through the day, we remind ourselves we have the option. What is the option? The prince stays awake. Lives in that waking dimension, very much aware of the story and the details of the story. Actions also happen in the story. For example, right now, Skype is going on. That is happening in the story. Light is shining in the waking dimension. That is not lost. It can also be called being the lighthouse. More you shine light in this waking dimension, you make it easy for others to notice this, notice their own fortune, own eternal truth. It is this discovering this treasures and fullness at every level, in relationship, in love, in respect, in happiness, existence, immortality, at every level, the best and forever, discovering this, that has the power to create the noble character. And remove the weak character. Option.